Hi everyone. Our verse for today is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. So this verse here, it's declaring who we are as God's people, right? This is what Peter is telling us. He said, as children of God, as people have been redeemed by Jesus, by the cross, the good news of Jesus, we are now a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And I think one thing that's important to recognize here for us is that we are not just saved, right? It's not just like coming to know Jesus, knowing the good news of Jesus, is not only that we were destined for hell and now we're going to heaven. That's of course part of it. But part of being redeemed by Jesus is that our entire being and our purpose has been fundamentally shifted. It has been fundamentally shifted. That's what's happened as we have come to know Jesus. We're not just people who are going to hell, not going to heaven, but we're now a chosen people. Right? People that God has chosen, people that God loves. And note that this is plural, right? We are like a chosen people, like together, all of us here. We're a royal priesthood. Royal here implying, that we're like kings or queens, princes or princesses, right? We're children of the king, right? There's authority, there is a power with us. But it's not just, we're not just royal, but we're a royal priesthood. And what do priests do? Priests mediate between God and man. And so that means that we go to God on behalf of people, but also we minister on behalf of God. This is part of our calling as well. And we're also holy and set apart. Now, holy doesn't mean just like good or moral people. That's part of it. But it means that we're set apart. Right? We have been chosen, set apart for the purposes, for the will of God to be used by God. And God's will for us then is, as I say, to proclaim the excellencies of him. Excellencies is kind of a weird word, but just think of it as proclaiming the goodness, the praises, the virtues of God. And so we're a chosen race, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, people who belong to God, that we can proclaim how good, how excellent, how praiseworthy God is. This is our purpose. This is what Peter is telling us. We are not just people who now have been saved and we're all good now, but it's fundamentally changed who we are. Just knowing Jesus should change our purpose in life. And our purpose is to live for God, to proclaim God, to be that royal priesthood, to go to God on behalf of people and go to people on behalf of God. We are holy and set apart for his name, for his purposes, for his glory and goodness. And this has happened because God has called us out of darkness to his marvelous light, to his good light. We are now with God. So this morning, today, let's thank God for his goodness and love. And let's pray we can live out who we are as a chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation. Let's pray that we can live that out in our lives. Let me pray for us then. Jesus, we thank you that you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And I pray that we can live in that light and we can live as people who have been set free, but we live as people who have been chosen and set apart for your name and for your glory, God. Continue to transform and change us, God. Use us for your kingdom, for your will, God. We love you, God. Help us, fill us as we desire to follow you. In your name we pray.